The case unfolded when a groom's father gifted a $1 million check during the traditional tea ceremony at the couple's wedding. The central issue was whether the hongbao was intended solely for the groom or for the couple. Divorce proceedings often unravel intricate family tales, and a recent Singapore case involving a $1 million hongbao sheds light on crucial lessons for couples and their families. In this bitter court battle, the Appellate Division of the High Court grappled with the question of ownership surrounding a substantial gift and other valuable assets. Here's a breakdown of some of the critical points and insights. The case unfolded when a groom's father gifted a $1 million check during the traditional tea ceremony at the couple's wedding. The central issue was whether the hongbao was intended solely for the groom or for the couple. Initially, the High Court ruled in favour of the husband, stating that the father intended the money for his son alone. This conclusion was influenced by the bride receiving jewellery worth $20,000 at the same ceremony. The appellate court later overruled this, emphasising that the timing and the nature of the gift during a significant family ceremony suggested it was intended for the couple. A secretly recorded conversation where the wife and her husband discussed the gift further supported this view. Parents and couples facing potential divorce can obtain valuable lessons from this case. In terms of the timing of the gift, to avoid ambiguity, parents should avoid giving significant gifts to their children separately and well before the wedding. This prevents misinterpretation and ensures clarity regarding the recipient. Documentation is also key, so keeping meticulous records of all financial transactions, especially significant gifts, is crucial. Without clear evidence, disputes may arise, making documentation an essential aspect of financial planning. Apart from the hongbao, the husband's Singapore Island Country Club or SICC membership valued at $225,000 also became a point of contention. The court ruled that it would be included into the matrimonial assets without evidence proving the membership's pre-marriage acquisition. The lack of disclosure during the trial further weakened the husband's case. The couple's combined assets, including the hongbao, SICC membership, the husband's expensive car, and the wife's car, were valued at $2.4 million. As the marriage was relatively short, with the bulk of monetary contributions from the husband, the wife received a third share, around $820,000, acknowledging her indirect contributions in terms of caring for their child. Increasingly, parents find themselves entangled in their children's divorce trials, especially when attempting to reclaim substantial monetary gifts given during the marriage. While financial planning is essential, the case underscores the most valuable investment is ensuring a lasting marriage. Amidst the legal complexities, the enduring happiness of a committed couple surpasses the significance of any material wealth. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channels for more legal things.